check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1-2, 1-2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Down East Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 89 of Two Down East Dudes.
My dude.
Roll up for the mystery tour. Roll up.
And that's an invitation.
Roll up for the mystery tour. Roll up.
To make a reservation.
Roll up for the mystery tour.
The magical mystery tour is waiting to take you away.
Take you away. What?
Hello.
Hi.
Hold on.
What?
Oh.
Oh my God. Just gives me goosebumps every time. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't know what was coming, did you? Two weeks ago, on an island 15 miles away, two Down East dudes inhabit two balconies at a theater called Criterion. Madness ensued.
That's pretty good.
The local police tried to intercept.
As is anything that involves me, it was a fucking ordeal.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
As usual.
So you want to meet before and get a bite to eat? Yeah, sounds like a great plan, Robbie.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yep. You should have known. I even got all like butthurt when Eric was like, oh, it's going to be an ordeal. You're not going to get down there to like,
you
blah,
did.
Blah. I was like, there's literally no way that I will be down there anytime after 5 o'clock. I'm
right.
Getting out of work at 4. We're heading straight down. I was
right.
All like adamant about it. And then, that sure enough, that I fucking got out of work.
I
late.
Get a call at like 5:30. I'm in Dedham. Like, yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah. The bullshit actually started ahead of time. Things got out of control somehow because I created that Facebook event just so I could
Mistake.
Keep track of,
right.
of how many tickets there were, who was all going, instead of having to contact 18 fucking
right.
people. So I thought it'd be pretty straightforward. I create the event, and I invite people, and then I realize, all right, well, I'm not friends with everybody on Facebook that's coming. Some people got some plus ones. So I add the ability to add others. So people attending could invite their plus one or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Some people didn't quite understand that or whatever. Next thing I know, there's all these like extras being invited. I was like, what the hell's going on? Then I get a message, and I don't think I told you this, Jeremy. Maybe I think I told Eric about it.
I haven't
it.
Heard anything about this.
I get a message from a guy that works at the Criterion that says,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I got an invitation to buy scalped tickets from your group. Yeah. He's like, and I just want to let you know the Criterion board would frown upon you reselling tickets at a premium. So I was like, first of all, this is a closed group. I don't even know how you got invited. No offense, but,
right.
you know.
No offense, but
fuck for 150
off.
Bucks, I'll give you a ticket.
Right.
That's right, yeah. Just between us. So, and then the other thing he said is that I was selling them at a premium, which technically I guess is true because the face value of those tickets was $8.50 a piece.
Right.
But they charge $1.50 convenience fee for purchasing them online.
Which,
therefore,
yeah.
that equals $10. But
right.
he said I was technically scalping tickets because I was reselling them at a higher rate than face value. Even
so
though
your online booking agency charged me, but I should sell it for what?
They
right.
buy it at the door.
Well,
okay.
technically,
right.
I shouldn't even sell it. But
you didn't sell it. You purchased tickets for your friends.
And that's what I told them.
And then gave them to your friends as they showed up.
Right. Correct.
And they paid you back the money.
Yeah.
Like it's
Which,
not well, you didn't make a profit on this.
Yeah.
In
well,
fact, you probably lost money.
I explained that to him, and I think he understood and was like, hey, you know, just giving you a heads up before somebody else finds out that might not be as lenient. So it was a fuck around to start with.
Some fuckery.
Yeah, absolute fuckery. And I also, I figured this, with an event like this or something like this, nobody, you know, very rarely does everybody show. I was like, 20 people are going to say they're going to go, and then it'll be like fucking 10 of us, and I'm going to be out all that money. So
right.
I invited a bunch of extras thinking, not everybody's going to RSVP. Maybe I'll get three quarters of my fucking money back.
How'd that work out?
Nope. Sure enough, everybody goes.
Everybody and everyone. Two extras. Yeah, and then extras.
Yeah. So way more. So I had to go that morning and buy two general admission tickets. And poor Jen and Tyler ended up having to sit separate down on the floor.
Ouch.
With the peasants.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
I know.
After, go sit with your kind down there.
After he buys us a fucking $100 mixer.
Yeah.
That's how we repay. Yeah.
Fucking assholes. You can't sit with us.
Oh, you guys can go sit down there.
No, don't worry. There's some 30-year-old virgins you can sit next to. Enjoy.
Comb his neck beard. Yeah. Well, no, it just the way that we mapped out the seats, it would have been awkward. They would have had to sit separate, or we could have let the... You know, the like filled it in with odd people that were singles. So it was like that. That was the best way for it to work out.
Right.
So sorry about that, guys. Yeah. So everybody else got to eat dinner beforehand.
Right.
I was just worried about getting.
I got there when you told me to be there to meet at the what was it, the Side Street Cafe, so we could have dinner before we went.
Yeah, a bunch of people did,
and I didn't even eat. Like I was hungry at the house and said, "Well, I'm not going to eat because I'm going to eat, so I don't want to ruin my appetite." And then I show up and you're in Dedham. So, but Barrett and his girlfriend were there, and then Jeremy and Amy showed up. Well, I actually texted Jeremy to see where he was at because I thought, well, shit, I bet he's on time, so he can eat with us.
Yep.
I was a little late, but I was closer to the Rob.
Yeah.
I was fucking starved, and I didn't realize, too, how big of a thing this was going to be and how early people were going to get there. So we showed up, and I was like, we had 18 tickets, but they were not, like, particular to the seat. It was just kind of general admission. Right. So there were balcony seats, but it wouldn't have necessarily been all together.
Right.
So Sarah and I had to go, like, hold down and fend off the neckbeards with a plastic lightsaber, like, hitting them over the head to make sure that we had those two.
All you really had to do was have Sarah do it. Oh, my God, it's a girl.
Yeah.
She's yelling at us.
Don't
I think she's just raising her voice, but I'm scared.
These are female mind tricks. Oh, God, I have an erection.
She'll see it. Oh,
yeah, my little red lightsaber.
She'll see it through my sweatpants.
Yeah, there were definitely some of those types there. The costume contest was the next night, so we didn't see much for costumes. We had one...
Stormtrooper
with us. Holy fucking draw.
Yeah, where'd
there.
You go there for
I
a
know.
Second?
You kind of drifted. I was in Tatooine for a little while. Yeah, we had one stormtrooper with us and a couple of Wookiees, apparently. I don't know if you noticed that.
I heard those fuckers.
Good ones, yeah. Sarah's cousin Alex was sitting right next to me, and he kept doing it, and then it was like a domino effect of fucking...
It was like the wave.
Barrett and I were doing it.
And the other one were doing it. So
it was the Wookiee wave.
Yeah. It was, and then you just like a little further down. It petered out towards the end. Yeah, that was beautiful. So we occupied that place.
We did, and we saw the movie.
We did.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens.
It did awake, didn't it? It was awesome.
It fucking awoked.
Yeah.
I was awoken.
Can I admit that I was a little bit more excited about one of the previews than I was the actual movie?
Oh, after, Zoolander 2.
Yes, yeah, right. That's the one, yeah.
I did see him perk up when old Ben Stiller came on.
Yep.
Yes, Steel.
I was like, oh, yes, Blue Steel's coming back.
Yeah, that'd be the one.
But then after the movie, you were like, that was a pretty fucking kick-ass movie.
It was a good movie. It was a kick-ass movie.
The previews were great, I admit.
What preview were you... Were you excited about?
Do we have to ask?
Oh, there was some. I don't even remember. There was some
superhero
one.
Are you fucking serious?
Avengers 5 or something.
Yeah, no, not quite.
Iron Man 12.
It was Superman
Age of Voltron.
Superman versus Batman.
Voltron is actually in this. They're going to
form. Dawn of Justice. Thank you very much.
Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
Who's that?
No, it's... Did you hear me? I spoke. Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
Dawn of Justice.
Oh, okay.
Or Superman versus Batman, vice versa, whatever.
And who else was in that trailer, Eric?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Right. Do you know who the villain was in that trailer? Two of them?
Lex Luthor, but I don't know the other one.
Didn't you see Doomsday?
Oh, the big monster thing.
Shot
the
fire.
Yeah.
This
fucking guy. Fucking comics. What a fucking geek loser. I want to talk about Tatooine.
That's right.
And Jakku.
All right.
So what do we think, gentlemen?
Great movie.
It was great.
was.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
I would agree.
I'd go that far.
I'd go perfect 9.2, 9.3.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I perfect end awesome. Of the year movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good it was way to well end done. The new characters were just as likable as the old originals. Standbys, the originals, and
yeah.
I mean, the one knock I've heard, and I thought the same thing watching it. I was like, feels a little like A New Hope, but is that a bad thing?
No, if a formula works,
right?
Then
right.
I mean, you're right. It actually, that's the thing, is they kind of just borrowed the formula. They took a working formula and they're like, all right, you know, the person in the desert that really should never become the superhero of the movie. They're just kind of a nobody.
Right.
They kind of get brought up unexpectedly. There's the kind of underling bad guy that ends up getting killed in the first movie, but then there's another, you know, bad guy ahead of him that, you know, is going to continue to move right. things along, and a lot of familiar dynamics there. But yeah, it works.
It was like, it worked well, and it was like, it was great. I mean, I was impressed. I thought the new characters were, like I said, just as likable. Kylo Ren was a great villain. He's a very our generation villain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like having the fucking cunthead attack, you know, like smashing things. Like that's what I would do if I had a lightsaber. If I was pissed, I'd fucking, my house would look like shambles.
Temper tantrum.
Yeah. Exactly. And he hit it, nailed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It did. It showed more emotion than your typical, like Darth Vader. He's just like cold and basically nothing. I mean, he'll give somebody the fucking, you know, the death grip, but there's no real fluctuation in his emotion. Whereas Kylo Ren was like flying off the handle, clearly emotionally unstable.
Right.
You know,
and the fear, and that was the big thing with the dark side, is the fear.
Yeah.
And that's like what's a driving force with him now.
Well, a lot like Anakin, and I know you guys are a huge fan of those, but you know,
he did have, that was a big driving
baby,
force,
a big baby,
right?
Because that's what I when I when, with episodes 1, 2,
especially
and 3,
in the, I know in the second movie, the Attack of the Clones, he did
yes.
Emo,
oh my
emo
god,
teen years
emo,
so
emo
so
Anakin, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just overacted it.
That's how I felt
it. And it's always a crapshoot too when you're, because that's another kind of Star Wars tradition, is to take nobody actors to put in these roles, which is kind of a cool idea, because when you put somebody, well, Samuel L. Jackson's a prime example. You put him in a Star Wars movie, and it's fucking, what is Samuel L. Jackson doing in Star Wars? Like, what? He's just Samuel L. Jackson. But if you take some actors that are kind of a clean slate, nobody knows who they are, they have no opinion of their acting career, they've never seen them in other roles, that's a cool thing, because you're truly introducing a new character.
Right.
And I think they tried kind of doing that with episodes 1, 2, and 3, weren't quite as successful, because that's what they did in the original movies. None of those actors were famous.
No.
In, you know, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
That's how they all kind of got their start. Well, I don't
now
know.
These guys,
they didn't
gonna
really get their start. Harrison Ford got his start. The rest of them just kind of fizzled out.
Right.
They got a lot of voiceover work.
The biggest thing that the girl who played Rey was in, she played a corpse on a TV show.
Wow, really?
Exactly.
Before this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at their IMDb.
Right.
Same thing with the guy that played Finn. He was in like a handful of episodes of the show 24, I think.
Right.
Or something like that.
Shit.
Yeah.
But that's it. Both like British no-name actors.
The guy who played Kylo Ren is in Girls, I guess. I don't watch the HBO show, but he's kind of got some acting chops. And he's a Marine, actually, ex-Marine.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Yeah. He got hurt, so he got honorably discharged. Have you read any of the things?
You've done some research.
I do homework.
Did you know who the voice
of...
Who the voice of BB-8 was?
No.
Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live. The guy who plays like
the beep boop beep boop boop.
Yeah, I guess he was the voice.
They couldn't do that with a computer,
right? Well, that's what he's given credit for. And you know who? All right, here's a cameo that wasn't. I don't know if it was in the credits or not, but remember when Rey did their mind trick on that stormtrooper?
Yep.
Want to know who played that stormtrooper?
Who?
None other than Bond himself, Daniel Craig.
Whoa. No shit.
They were doing the other Bond movie at the same time, and. Like, hey, he's like, I'll do it. Fuck it.
That's pretty
cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So I bet if you listen to it next time when you'll watch it, you'll
recognize his
that
voice.
That is definitely Daniel Craig's voice.
And that's the thing. You're ahead of us on this because you've already seen it, what, a second time?
I did.
So two for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I haven't seen it in 3D yet, and I do want to see it in 3D, but...
Oh, I don't do the 3D.
No.
I'm going to do IMAX 3D before it's said and over with.
That'd
it's
be too awesome. Much like a roller coaster ride.
The thing about watching it the second time was like... All the like emotions of watching it the first time, like, oh my god, it's the fucking Millennium Falcon! There's Han and Chewie! That wasn't there, like, and I could pay attention to the story. And, right. Like, it was a great movie, man. It was a great storyline, great acting, and I don't know. They did
that's,
well.
That's why I want to see it again, because of, you know, all the excitement and everything. I kind of missed out on
Have
a lot.
Have you ever been in a theater? That was like that for any other movie.
No.
Oh, God,
never.
No.
Never. It was pretty awesome.
I would imagine.
But I knew it would be.
Rocky Horror Picture Show, you know, where everybody kind of gets into it.
Right.
It was like that. Like a lot of fucking crowd interaction. Yeah. And
I told the wife to be prepared for that because I said, I know you're not a big fan of it, but there's going to be cheering. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be noises. There's going to be clapping because this is a... You know, premiere. So it's the diehards.
Which must have been really confusing to people that weren't fans. They're like, oh, it's a spaceship.
Amy was like,
oh, it's the old guy.
Barrett. I was like, oh my God, that's Millennium Falcon. Barrett's like, huh, cool.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Never seen Star Wars. Right. No, never.
Like, you're killing me, Barrett.
Killing me.
And you just go,
he had that down.
You got that down, Barrett. You got it.
Yeah, when you had said that originally, that there was going to be a lot of that, I was like, oh, no, it won't be that bad. But there really was, and I wonder if they planned for that in production of the movie, if they're like, all right, introduce Harrison Ford, good 5 to 10 seconds before there's a next line.
Right.
I don't know if they did, though, because I missed out on a lot of lines because people were still fucking hooting and hollering and cheering. Right. So maybe they allowed a little time, but and it was enough that I have to go back and see it again.
I'd say the first time the Millennium Falcon was on it, people lost their shit.
Yeah.
And Han and Chewie. People were kind of excited for Leia.
Yep.
But I don't think they said much when Han and Chewie were introduced, you know, so.
Right.
So we didn't miss much. Yeah. But, you know, it was a great experience.
Yeah. I think they included enough for the fans, but they modernized it at the same time. I think J.J. Abrams did a good job.
Well, he's awesome.
That was the other thing. Like, the lack of CGI was what I was impressed with. The way they made like the sets to like
that's
feel like
thing.
The original and like
that's what Abrams
minimal
does.
CGI and just it felt great. And
he wants to touch stuff. He wants to be able to put your hands on it.
Yeah,
and that's his thing.
That holds up too because the thing is, it's a weird psychological thing. At the time, with current generations of technology and CGI, everything looks fucking great. But
right.
Then 2 years later, as technology advances, you go back and watch that, and it doesn't hold up.
Right.
That's the issue. Like, you go back and watch Independence Day, which was like a huge benchmark for CGI technology.
Right.
You watch that now, you're like, wow, that's fucking terrible. We thought
that
was
great
back then. You
can see the outlines
of
the...
They're doing a remake of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a remake or a sequel?
A sequel, I think, actually, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that. Weird. Yeah, but
Goldblum's in it. No Will Smith, though. So
no.
I'm not going.
Yeah, that's rough.
I love Goldblum. He's my favorite.
No, I like Goldblum.
He's
Will Smith is...
my favorite.
Yeah, great movie. Got to go back and see it a second time.
Yeah.
At least, if not third.
Third or fourth.
Yeah. Now, one thing that was surprising, and we've got to kind of clarify things for the fans. For the people that haven't seen it yet, we won't do any spoilers, but I will tell you, in all the trailers... When they introduce Finn, the black stormtrooper, yeah, he's just a panicked black guy in every shot. So I will, just confirm with everybody, you don't need to worry. He has a lot more range than that. His character is a lot more developed. And for that reason, for good measure, we've got Finn coming on here just to show his range of acting, talk to us a bit about his role in the film. And, just show people what, you know, what he's really about as an actor. John Boyega, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So we just brought you on here to reassure the fans and people that haven't seen the movie yet that you okay there?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing? It's good to be here. First time in Maine. I'm really liking your state. It's beautiful, beautiful. Vacation land. I'm on vacation.
All right. So we just wanted to assure the fans that you had a bit more range than people are aware of.
Oh, I got range.
Yeah. Well, we've got your kind of resume here. Looks like you were in a Bounty commercial. Let's play a clip from that.
Yeah. Do you like have many spills? Well, guess what? This is Bounty, the quicker picker upper. All the spills, pickups, and all your messes. We'll do it. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
All right, wow. I'm not really sure what his motivation was there, but...
That was good. That
good
was
acting good. Role.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That was one of my first things, you know. I just went with it, you know, because it's quicker picker upper.
All right. Yeah, you definitely do a lot more than just out-of-breath black guy. So a lot of people probably don't realize you were an extra in Forrest Gump. You were a bit younger back then, but we've got
a... Yeah, Tom Hanks is a great actor. I got a lot of my motivation from him.
All right, well, let's play a clip from that. Maybe people will recognize it. Extra number three, John Boyega. Black guy breathing heavy. Could you just, it's kind of a silent part. Okay, now you're just breathing heavy through your nose. Can we just, no, you're actually sleeping in this scene. And cut. Okay, wow, yeah, I didn't recognize him from that part, but...
That was one of my first things, yeah. I'm very proud of that moment.
That's pretty good.
Robert Zemeckis, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah, great actor.
Robin Ray Penn, good actors.
All right, well, let's try to find one that you may not have been quite as excitable or out of breath in.
Yeah?
Looks like you did a voiceover in... Toy Story 3, or no, I'm sorry, you tried out for a part in Toy Story 3, the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
To infinity, and beyond!
Wow, I can't imagine how you didn't get that role. All right, well, John.
Very disappointed that I didn't get that role.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Good to see you. I'll be back after episode 8.
Yeah, we'll give you time to catch your breath, and maybe we'll have you back on sometime.
Sounds good. You have a wonderful, wonderful New Year. Happy New Year!
All right. We're going to really fucking get our money's worth out of this sound clip here.
Oh, yeah?
We don't have a lot of variety here,
no,
so
no.
This is it. I mean, it is the theme.
It's beautiful, though. I love it.
It really is. So
it really is.
There's a pretty amazing thing that I saw somebody posted on Facebook, and it's actually a Twitter account called Very Lonely Luke.
Oh, yeah?
So these are tweets from the Lonely Luke Skywalker. So Jeremy and I are going to read some of these off. You can go ahead and start, Jeremy.
All right. You got to read the asterisks after I do it. I can't rush out and fight the First Order. I have important Jedi stuff to do.
Stares at the ocean for 20 years. You are not lonely. You are not lonely. You are not lonely. Apparently I can't do Jedi mind tricks on myself.
I never should have trained Kylo Ren. There's only one way to fix this mistake. I will hide on an uninhabited planet forever and do nothing.
Knock, knock. Who's there? No one. No one is here. I am all alone.
I'm going to stand in this spot and stare at the ocean for 20 years so I can turn around and dramatically if someone ever shows up.
The girl shows up on my island. She stands in front of me. I don't want to get my hopes up. Maybe she is here to see a different hermit.
That girl is staring at me. I'm still silent. I can't start talking now without it being awkward. I have to pretend I don't see her forever.
Oh, you found me. Now go hide while I look for you for 20 years.
Every day I wake up and wonder if today is the day a Death Star will blow up my planet. Today is not that day. I'm disappointed.
Sometimes at night, I turn on my lightsaber and watch moths fly into it. They burst into flames and disappear. Deep down, I envy them.
have a long history of avoiding people. One time I jumped off a 1,000-foot ledge in Cloud City to avoid hanging out with my dad.
Han Solo? Please. He's always with Chewbacca. More like Han Duo. I should be Luke Solo.
It's hard not to dwell on the past when I'm alone. Like, why did Leia get to be a princess? We're twins. They made me a moisture farmer.
That's some good stuff.
Oh, shit.
All right. Now, to follow up with the Star Wars stuff, I'll tell a brief story that happened after Star Wars, because Sarah and I were battling the nerds to keep our seats. We didn't really get to eat before the movie. So afterwards,
which he blames us for, by the way.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Afterwards, we were both starved, so I had to get something to eat. We hit Ellsworth, and by then it's, I don't know, 11:30 or whatever. Nothing is open except for fast food joints. So I attempted to have Burger King.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Attempted to.
Attempted to, and was not successful.
And that is because?
Well, first off, we get up to the loudspeaker, and had a lot of difficulty making my order.
Okay, I can make an order.
Pretty much.
Welcome to Burger King.
Something like that. That's like beautiful. Darth Vader, take my order.
Welcome to Burger King.
Yeah, there was an extreme language barrier with the gentleman that was trying to take my order.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are they outsourcing Burger King drive-thru now?
No, it was English.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Just a different type
just
of English.
English,
right.
Language barrier. Right? Yeah. Apparently, he did not speak the language I was speaking, even though he was speaking it back to me fluently.
He just couldn't comprehend
it. He didn't understand anything I said. So I looked at the menu, and I was like, all right, there's this double smoked A1 burger or double smoked A1 sandwich. So I said, what's the double smoked A1 sandwich? He's like, yeah, it's a chicken sandwich. It's got chicken in it. I was like, oh, okay. Can I do like a burger but with the same stuff? He's like, there's an A1 Supreme. I was like, okay, well, the other one, the chicken one, says double smoked bacon. It's like, yeah, the A1 Supreme is the burger. I was like, right, but does it have the same bacon? Yes, it has bacon. I was like, yeah, but is it the same bacon? Because that one says double smoked. Is
right.
It smoked bacon? Is the smoked bacon on the chicken sandwich also on the fucking burger?
Chicken Supreme.
Yeah, that's what. It's like, yeah, it's an A1 burger.
Made out of beef.
A1.
Yeah, and then.
Does not compute.
Yeah, at some point, he just started repeating himself. I was like, so I get the smoked bacon on the A1 Supreme, right? A1 Supremes, two burger patties, cheese, onions, bacon. I was like, right. Is it the smoked bacon from the chicken sandwich? A1 Supremes, two burgers, patties, onions, bacon. I was like, I know. That's what you just said. I'm asking a question. Can you go off script for a second and answer a question for me?
No.
No.
Of course not. No.
Do you want fries with that? Yeah.
Yeah. Is the bacon on it? Shake. Jesus Christ. So finally, I managed to order something. I ordered the A1 Supreme, which I was hoping had the smoked bacon on it. But we pull up, and he clarified again, two burger patties, bacon, cheese, a bun. I was like, okay, whatever. Pay for it. We drive off. We pull into Subway so Sarah could get a sub from Subway. I open it up, and it's just this greasy pile of fucking disgustingness.
Of course it is.
And guess what? No bacon.
No bacon. Oh.
At all.
You better have gone back.
I drove back. I left her at Subway.
Listen, motherfucker. Did I say bacon? Did I say double smoked bacon, motherfucker? Yeah.
We went over it about 20 times. At one point, we just both started laughing when we were ordering originally because it was just, I was like, I'm about to give up. Like, I don't think we can order. Like, this is just not computing. We've just reached a point where there's
sir,
no progressing from here.
Sir, I do not have the bacon.
So, yeah, I go back, and after making the whole big ordeal about the bacon, it doesn't have bacon. So I pull up, and I'm like,
dude, you had to have, you should have gone in.
When we were going through the whole thing, we both started bursting out laughing, trying to talk to this guy. And she looks over at me, and she's like, he probably thinks we're stoned. I said, I'm starting to think we're stoned. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Is this real life?
Am I really big? Did I just get a Star Wars high?
It was like
a possibility.
Yeah, it was like the Twilight Zone. It just was not making any sense. No matter how much we tried to communicate, we just reached a standstill where it's like, you can't answer my question clearly.
He's on the.
He was the Black Stormtrooper. Yeah, he pulled that on me. He just started
our next
breathing.
Line. A1!
Oh, shit.
So I went back and went up the loudspeaker. I was like, can I just pull up? I need to talk to you. I just ordered the burger. He's like, yeah, pull up. So I pull up. I was like, okay, first of all, this is just a greasy pile, barely thrown together. It was like not even put together, right? Just like the bun had slid off. It looked fucking gross. There's so much grease. I said, and on top of it, there's no bacon after that whole thing we went through about the bacon. He's like, you want us to put bacon on it for you? I was like,
what the fuck?
No, like I can't eat this. I said, look at that. Does that look appetizing to you? He goes, sir, this is how the burger comes. Two patties, wrap, meat patty, onion,
sesame pickle. Seed bun.
It's like, Jesus, I know what's on it. Just, it looks gross. He's like, well, just so you know, in the future, other than the bacon, this is what this sandwich is going to be. You order this sandwich, any Burger King, it's going to come just like this. It's going to look like this. This is what the sandwich is.
Let me talk to your manager.
He probably is the manager.
Yeah, yeah, this was like a middle-aged guy. So
Burger King.
I attempted to have Burger King. I was going to do it, and then I just fucking couldn't.
What'd you end up, Subway?
Yep, I got a sub from Subway, and it was Subway.
As far as fast food goes, the only way to go.
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing that won't kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
And the guy that made it was super pleasant, as usual. Always so happy and chipper.
6-inch foot long.
That's him. That's the guy.
The happy
you know
guy.
Him?
You know the happy guy?
Did you want a knife in your throat?
Yeah, 6-inch. Hold the knife.
Could I get a double meat? Fucking double meat. I'll fucking kill this fucking guy.
What was that?
Nothing. Do you want condiments on that? Mayo, mustard, oil, vinegar, arsenic.
Sarah got to experience it for the first time. She's like, well, we did go in at like 10 minutes to close.
Well,
maybe
I told you
that.
That guy's been working there since I was in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be angry too.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, this is not because it's 10 minutes till closing. He's like that on a good day at
right.
like noon.
I remember you on a previous podcast. He's the one that's just waiting for somebody going, hey, does anybody know how to change the... catalytic converter on a 57 Chevy?
That's me! Fuck yeah! I've been discovered.
Yes.
When you were talking about that communication problem, you know what came into mind was the Samuel L. Jackson scene from Pulp Fiction? English, motherfucker! Do they speak English in what? 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 Say what again, motherfucker? You should have just gone off on that and just seen how that went out.
Yeah. Say two patties one more time, motherfucker.
Say it again! Double... beef burgers.
Oh, shit. That's beautiful. All right, now, before we go, yet again, this time we're really going to go.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of listener feedback.
And two down these dudes. Bumble one fan.
All right, listener feedback. Again, we don't get that many messages.
Right.
So we just have to name drop. I did run into somebody on New Year's Eve. Gentleman by the name of Aaron Higgins, so I got to give him a shout out because he informed me that he listens every week, and his feedback was, dude, what the fuck? Every other week? Come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I don't think he'd heard the one yet where we talked about doing 2 half-hour podcasts when we record and then releasing them every week.
Right.
So Aaron, who I affectionately know as Little A from back in the day.
Nice.
We are going to be doing... weekly podcast now.
They're just a little bit shorter than they have been.
Yes.
In the past.
Yep. But we're just going to kind of cut the fat, all good stuff.
Yeah.
Every week. So it's good to see you, brother.
It's good to know that people are pissed that we're not doing it as often.
It's, yeah, I didn't think anybody would care.
See, I told you if we stop, then we'll find out if people really like it.
It's like we're getting negative attention.
Exactly.
Like the kid that's acting
right.
up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to Aaron. Thanks for listening, buddy, and I love you. Now, we also had a message from Jeremy Mace.
We did.
He's one of
Mace
our loyal
man.
Listeners. Jeremy, you said you ran into him?
I ran into him today. Said I was going to be on the podcast. He's like, enjoy. Have some fun, man. It's good, good. He was on his way out. It was cold, so we didn't chat too much. He said he's going to look me up because his parents live in Sullivan. So it's good to see you, Mace.
Good seeing you, old boy.
Nice. So he sent us a message on New Year's Eve.
Ah.
That said, Happy New Year. And attached to it was a YouTube clip, which I didn't really know what it was until I just clicked on it. Recognize this? Nothing? Should
all the acquaintance be forgot? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this isn't me, obviously. No, this is a song that we We did a duet of this, didn't we? I believe we did a duet.
You did. Oh, yeah. And
I forced
awful.
You to do that with me.
Oh, so bad.
Has it really been another year, hasn't it? Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Really. I never even thought about that.
Yeah. So happy new year to you too, Jeremy Mace.
Happy new year to all.
Happy new year.
Thanks for listening this year. Thanks for all the contributions we've received.
Absolutely.
Feedback, mostly negative. So, happy new year from Two Down East Dudes and Jeremy.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!